This is Freddie Diggs connecting oral interview with Odell Duke on March 16th at her residence. How old are you?
76.
76. Where were you born at?
I was born in Clay County.
What's your mother's name?
My mother's name, her maiden name and her married name?
Yes, ma'am.
Exer Davis Smith.
What's your father's name?
Jesse Smith.
Have you lived in Clay County and Talladega all your life?
Yes. I lived in Clay County till I was 27, and I got married and I moved to Talladega County, and I've been in Talladega County since 1947. That's been a long time.
Sure has. Where'd you go to school at?
I went to Bibb Graves in Millerville, Clay County.
Oh, okay. Did you finish high school?
No.
No? When did you stop?
Like when I was finished the eighth grade.
By the eighth grade?
Yeah.
So like grandpa?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever take any other classes or anything when you got older?
No, I just worked.
Well, you can't tell.
You can't. I just worked in the field. We lived on the farm. I worked in the field. Do you know what that's like?
No.
No, it's hard. It's hard. We raised what we eat. You know, times was hard.
Right.
And we raised our own food. If we didn't raise it, we didn't have it. Because there was no money to buy it. There was no jobs. Most people in the area I lived in was farmers. And we didn't have a lot of clothes to wear. Like maybe two pairs of shoes a year. A pair for summer, a pair for winter. And Mom would make us panties out of flour sack. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. I heard Grandma say it was instead of flour sack.
And we'd buy fertilizer, and it was in white sacks, and they was coarse. Now, people, they're about as heavy as denim. Well, Mother would make my brother pants out of sack, out of guano sack. And she'd make sheets out of them. She'd make towels out of them. Everything we had, except my daddy and my big brother's overalls. And, of course, their underwear. She made our underwear. She made all of us girls' underwear. And our dresses. If we didn't have something at home, we didn't have it. Because there was no money to buy it.
What did y'all farm? What did you grow?
We grew corn and cotton. We sold the cotton. We kept the corn, you know, to eat, feed the cows and the horses, and make bread out of it. And we grew potatoes and peanuts and onions and cabbage and all kinds of vegetables, beans and peas and okra, cucumbers and squash, just all kinds of vegetables.
Did you have any livestock?
Yeah, we had hogs. We had hogs, and we had lard and sausage and ham and pork chops and you know, that kind of meat. And sometime we'd kill a beef, you know, like a cow or a big calf. And we'd have, you know, steak or roast or something like that, you know, hamburger meat.
How you make lard? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember how you make it. You, when you kill the hog, the entrails has got fat on them. You get all of that fat off. And if you don't think that's a big job, ask your great-great-grandma. And then when you cut the hams and the shoulders, and the sides, that's what you make bacon out of. All of it, you know, it has excess fat on it. You cut all of that off and put it, we always put it in a big black iron pot, wash pot, out in the yard. and you just have to cook it slow and just stir it. You know, Daddy'd get us some kind of a stick out of the woods, like hickory or something, and trim it off where it'd be clean and everything, get the bark and everything off. You just cook it and stir it till, and that fat that's in there, when it gets done, you call that cracklings. Have you seen your grandma make crackling bread? And then you have to strain that lard. You know, it's just hot grease, and you strain it, and it comes out, and then when it gets cold, you know, it's just white lard.
Like you buy at the grocery store.
Like you used to buy at the grocery store, settle, and now people buy the Short and Crisco and stuff like that. You don't buy much lard, man.
That's true. So y'all were kindly rich back then, weren't you? Y'all had a lot of...
We was very poor, but we had plenty to eat.
Right. So you weren't starving, like...
We wasn't starving, no. We had enough to eat. But sometimes, if we didn't have enough money to buy flour, we eat cornbread.
How did you make the meal, cornmeal?
Yeah, you took it to the grist mill, they called it, and had it ground. And the way you paid for having it ground, the miller would take a portion when he ground it. I think he'd take a fourth of the meal for shelling the corn. They had a sheller, shelling the corn and grinding it.
And that's when it's cornbread?
Uh-huh.
Was everybody else around you, they were farmers?
All of our neighbors was farmers. And there wasn't many people. Well, maybe there's a few people, maybe that was carpenters, but it was seldomly that they could find work to do. Most everybody in the area I lived in was farmers.
Did you know anybody that was on relief from the government or anything like that?
We didn't have relief from the government.
You didn't have nobody got a check or anything?
No way.
Did you know anybody that went in the a lot of people in the Army or the Peace Corps?
Not at that time. Not when I was a girl. But when I was like 16 years old, seems like maybe I was 16, we had a new president, and he was Mr. Roosevelt. And he created jobs. He helped the people, the poor people. And he had, something they called it the CCC. That was Civil Service Corporation, I believe is what it was. But the boys, 16 up to 20, could go in that, you see. But a portion of their wages, it was only $30 a month. Well, $25 of that went to their parents. They got $5 a month, which at that time $5 was a lot of money. And they got their clothes and their medical bill and, room and board. But they worked. They done stuff like... Well, now, my husband was in it. I didn't know him at that time. But they worked on Cheehaw Mountain. They dug out rocks, and made a road. Mm-hmm. And he stayed in that 6 years. And you see, that was... And then about that time, the president, he created this job for older people. And my daddy-in-law worked in that. It was WPA. And I don't know what that stands for. But they made about $30 a month, which that was a lot of money at that time. Mm-hmm. At least they could feed their families.
Yeah. What did they do? Do you remember?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, now, yeah, I do know. Because when I was 19, they had started having lunchrooms at school. And I worked 1 year at the lunchroom. And some of these younger men that was on... WPA, they came down to the school and built us some shelves and done things in the kitchen. And when I worked at the lunchroom, now this job was created by the president, and they called it NYA. And we cooked. you know. We cooked meals for the school children. And we made, we had work, there's four of us that worked there. Me and one girl worked 2 weeks. And then we was off, and the other two girls worked 2 weeks. And we got $12.24 a month, you know, for 2 weeks' work. Right. We got it once a month. But you could buy a lot with that.
Right. So, when the Depression hit, did you know, did you realize that it hit, or did it take a while?
Well, I was little, so you know, I was little. And, you know, when you're little, you just know your mother's got you some flour sack candies and some bread and gravy on the table.
Yeah, but you did well. If you know, you thought that was normal, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so it didn't hurt your feelings, and you did it.
No, it wasn't like it's going to be right now directly, because people has been used to so much in the last, I'd say, 50 years, and now it's going to get bad. You know that. Because so many jobs is being cut out.
Mm-hmm.
And people is not going to know how to cope. Because, you see, you can't come from a lot down to nothing like you can come from nothing up to a lot. It's harder to come down than it is to go up. And it's going to hurt really bad.
Yeah, it is. Because we don't know how to make...
No, you don't know how to make do, and you don't know how to make panties out of flour sacks, and you don't know how to make sheets out of Ulanor sacks, and you don't know how to make lard.
That's right. Well, hopefully.
And we had syrup, you know. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. It would be amazing to you. You see, we raised this, well, we call it millet. And we'd have to, and those girls done work just like the boys did. We'd have to get the fodder off from there. And then it had tops, you know. The seed was in a little tassel like on the top. We had to cut that off and carry it to the syrup mill. And they put this millet through something and squeezed the juice all out of it. Have you ever chewed any millet?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
And get the juice out of it. And then they cook it in a big vat. And, you know, it'd have foam on the top. And the man that cooked the syrup, you know, would keep that foam skimmed off. And I don't know how they know when the syrup was done. But anyway, we always had a lot of syrup.
Well, that's neat. I never heard that before.
And syrup's good for you, I guess, because it kept me going 76 years.
Yeah, it did. Do you miss anything from that time in your life?
That is a closed chapter of my life.
You don't
I work in
anything?
The field so hard. No way. People say, oh, if I could just go back to the good old days. If you hoe cotton or hoe vegetables or hoe corn, you don't know what it is. You get out there just when the sun comes up and work all day long till the sun goes down. You stop off like 12 o'clock for an hour and eat. You won't miss that. No way. Like when I got my first job, other than this job at the schoolhouse where I worked 1 year, I got a job at Somerset. It was a cotton mill factory. And my uncle, well, he was a supervisor at a cotton mill in Sulacaga. And he asked me, he said, well, is your job hard, sis? And I said, well, they say it is, but they had never hoed corn.
Yeah. So you liked it better
then. I like now better than I did then. And we went to church, but you know, we live close to church. And we walked. Nobody, maybe there's 2 cars in the whole neighborhood. People didn't have cars much. Mm-hmm. And we'd go singing, you know, to other churches. And we'd put the mules to the wagon, and a wagon load of people would maybe take about an hour and a half or 2 hours to go to another church and to a singing, and we'd have dinner. That was fun.
Yeah, I bet so.
And now, if we have a singing at church, we hop in the car and go over there and stay about 2 hours and come home.
Yeah, we did.